almost heaven. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Lines are lighted up. Going to the lines. Peter of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Peter of Milwaukee?
You're welcome, Peter. My name is Peter Pekarski. I'm from Milwaukee. I just was calling to let you and your listeners around the state, around the country, know that a number of people active in politics for a long time have asked that I consider running for the Senate seat from Wisconsin, which is going to be contested next year. And I wanted to let you know that I've set up an exploratory committee, and I'm seriously considering running for that seat.
Well, that's terrific. Well, we're honored that you are making this announcement on Devil Radio. And Peter, I have a couple of questions in. You're considering it. You haven't announced.
Hang on.
Sorry.
Right, but just consider.
Peter, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, I've heard your name. I think you ran for DNC chair at one time. Give us your background, Peter. Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, I was born in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. I'm a fourth-generation Wisconsinite. I've got a degree in electrical engineering from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. After that, I was a civilian consultant to the Chief of Naval Operations and the Director of Naval Intelligence. I have a law degree. Early on in my legal career, I was active in the securities fraud field, trying to recover for investors who were defrauded by various types of securities fraud. After that, I've been a patent lawyer, done some trademark law, and for a long time, I have been active in election protection activities around the country, in Wisconsin, principally, but other states, protecting elections on behalf of everyone, and obviously including the Democratic Party.
Yeah, you, electrical engineering from MIT, that's pretty good. Peter, give me an idea of, let me ask you the Roger Mudd question. I mean, when he asked Ted Kennedy, why are you running for the Senate?
The reason I'm not running for the Senate yet. I'm merely seriously considering it. But if I decide to run, a principal reason is going to be because of somebody I bumped into a while back. I happened to be on a short trip. I bumped into a couple of people. One of them was an author. So I took a little time, said hello briefly, and followed the author's career and what he wrote. And as a good author does, raises questions, gives speeches, things like that. So I followed it, and I was thinking about, the questions he raised. And the answer to one of those questions today for me is to continue my family's long tradition of honorable public service, stretching back a very long time, by being a United States Senator from Wisconsin. And the question which led to that answer is, what can you do for your country? And the author who asked that question, the person with whom I spoke, he asked the question sometime after I met him, was a guy by the name of Jack Kennedy, who at the time was a senator from Massachusetts. Wow. And the person with him that day was his brother, Bobby.
Wow.
So that if I decide to run, that is going to be one of the principal reasons why I'm doing it. This is what I think I can do for my country and my state.
Wow. Well, give me an idea of some of the issues, Peter. Let's say you decide to run. I get it. You haven't this announced, but you have an exploratory committee. You're thinking of it. Some of the issues, what is it you think is important, and what would you emphasize in a run for the Senate?
Well, some basic issues that everybody thinks about before we get down to the really basic issue. Everybody needs health care. To the extent possible, health care ought to be available in this country as a basic right to everyone. Everybody needs clean air and clean water. And I should mention that the former holder of this seat was Gaylord Nelson from Wisconsin, and he was the founder of Earth Day back in 1970. He knew how important clean air and water was, and the person in this seat ought to continue in that tradition. everybody needs nutritious food. We've got to look out for our food supply, and that means looking out for our farmers and their land, meaning that our farmers are treated properly, and they're able to take care of their land so it will sustain them and our society for a long time. Everybody needs a living wage, which means we've got to look out for unions and organizing rights and the ability of people who may not have a lot of bargaining power, may not have a lot of money, but to collectively bargain for safe conditions of employment and a reasonable wage. Now, there are a bundle of other things. And fundamentally, this is supposed to be government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And the way that happens is the people have an absolute right to vote. And everybody in this country over the age of 18, without any difficulty, ought to be able to vote. They've got a right to vote, and they've got a right to have that vote counted accurately. So those are a number of issues. And there are many others which could be addressed, but those are a number of issues in the campaign. I'm not going to go through all of them. There are a lot of issues, but those are among some of the top issues.
Well, Peter, do you have any sort of time, like when you would announce? I mean, do you have some timeline you're working on?
No, I'm seriously considering it. I don't know if I mentioned that an exploratory committee has been set up. And I would expect as things progress, we'll seriously consider what's going on, and when it's appropriate, I suppose as soon as reasonable, announce my decision whether to run or to do something else.
Well. Peter Pekarsky, spell your last name for us, Peter, for everybody out there.
Sure. P as in Peter, E-C-K-A-R-S-K-Y.
Well,
Pekarsky.
Well, Peter, announcing your exploratory committee, there are something like, I think, 5 or 6 candidates already, but there's plenty of room. There's plenty of time. I think that competition's good. And frankly, I think that this winnows all the issues. Everybody gets a good shot at everybody. And promise me this, Peter, when you make up your mind, call into this show or this station anyway, and let us be the first to know, okay?
Happy to give you a call, Matt. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on the show, and have a very good day.
All right, Peter, thank you very much. Peter Pekarsky calls in. Electrical engineering degree from MIT, and active in the Democratic Party, and he's thinking about it. We'll see what happens. There are other candidates, but frankly, the field can also always benefit by good candidates. So there you have it. By the way, that field, it's running against Ron Johnson. We got to get Ron Johnson out of there. The number one priority is somebody who can beat Ron Johnson. Let me put it that way, because if that guy ends up for another 6 years saying, for instance, that the insurrectionists loved the cops and they didn't do anything wrong, but that he would have been afraid of Black Lives Matter, blocking the Juneteenth holiday himself, just one guy blocking the Juneteenth holiday. Then when he caves, he shows up at Juneteenth Day and says he's against slavery. Hey, Jack, slavery is eliminated by the 13th Amendment after Abraham Lincoln got assassinated. Okay. There's nothing to do with you, Jack, all right? There's nothing to do with you. And saying, for instance, that he doesn't trust the FBI and the CIA, but he trusts Putin and trusts Trump. All right, look, there's a disconnect here, a real big disconnect. Got to get him out of there. And it has to be a Senate candidate from the Democratic side. Just heard from somebody, Peter Pekarsky, who's given it some serious thought. Exploratory committee, we have others who've already announced. Keep pay attention, keep your mind open, take a look at all of them, and pick a good one that can beat Ron Johnson. When we break, the lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Country road.